From the News Center, a news focus.
The Chesapeake Bay Foundation is helping to organize what's being called a peculiar educational activity during the month of June. The campaign challenges us to learn about the health of our soil and neighborhood microbes by planting cotton underwear. Planting the 100% cotton item can help visualize soil quality over time. The foundation's Kelly O'Neill says after 60 days, residents can dig up the underwear and report their findings. Microbes in the soil will break down the cotton fibers, and the more thoroughly it is decomposed, the healthier the soil.
We'll be able to see the links between how soil is managed in lots of different locations, farm fields, suburban lawns, playgrounds, gardens. See how the soils that are managed in all those different ways are contributing to different levels of underwear degradation.
Plant your undies about 3 to 4 inches deep and do take a before photo prior to covering up the planting site. You can sign up for the challenge at pasoilhealth.org/soilyourundies. O'Neill adds the campaign can serve as an educational opportunity for people to understand the beneficial effects of high-quality soil. It can help prevent runoff and pollution into local waterways, along with serious flooding. There are small things, in fact, almost anyone can do to improve soil health.
For farmers, it would be cover crops, integrated pest management, so fewer chemical pesticides are applied. For lawns and gardens, limited chemical application to help maintain some of the natural biodiversity.
O'Neill adds, using organic material like compost or dry manure can be a helpful nutrient source for garden soil health. Once the after photos are submitted, the challenge partners will share tips for participants on how to improve soil quality based on what they found. With a WPGM News Focus, I'm Matthew James.